we call them up, we're doing the prayer after we do 15-6.
Okay, everybody, just please remain seated. Fold your arms, bow your heads, please. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for us gathering today. Bless the officers of this association and all here assembled and the good work that they are striving to accomplish. Grant us also the deliberations of this convention, that they may be conducted in peace, harmony, and in interest of our beloved order. We ask in your name. Amen.
We will start with the roll call of lodges and the endowment fund at the same time. That way we'll get them both done.
Get it this morning.
Okay, District 2, Taylor, Woodhaven, Brownstown, Dearborn. I'm here for them. Lincoln Park. And Melvindale. Thank you. 100%.
Here you go.
Garden City. All right. Wayne. Northville. Livonia. Redford. Dearborn Heights. Westland. South Lyon, 100.
District 4, Richmond. St. Clair Shores. Hamtramck. Mount Clemens. Avon Rochester. East Detroit. Point your on. 100%. Thank you.
District 6, Adrian. Ann Arbor. Belleville. Brooklyn. Jackson. Monroe. Ypsilanti. 100%. Thanks, guys.
District 7, Albion. Albion. Marshall, Coldwater, Coldwater, sorry about that, Hillsdale, Milton's here, I know, I'm here.
District 9, Otsego, Buchanan, Three Rivers, South Haven, Dowagiac, Niles, Benton Harbor, Silly City. Thank you.
District 10, Grand Rapids, Sparta, Ludington, Wyoming, Holland, Manistee, Fremont. I missed you. Greenville. Door. Muskegon. Thank you, guys.
District 11, Charlotte. DeWitt. Hastings is here. Ionia. Lowell. 100%. Thank you.
District 12. Pontiac, Benton, Holly, Flushing, Grand Blanc, Island, Birch Run, Lapeer, Durand. Thank you, gentlemen, 100%.
District 13, Saginaw, Bay City, Carroll, Midland. Bad Axe. Great. Glad to hear it. 100%. Thanks, guys.
District 14, Skidway. Alpena.
Mayo. Holt Lake. Westbridge. Tawa. Thank you. District 16, Sault Ste. Marie. St. Ignace. St. Ignace. Munising. Manistique. Drummond Island. Thank you, guys.
District 17, Grayling. Mancelona. Sheboygan. Kalkaska. Lewiston.
Go on, Ron. 100%.
All right. District 18, Gladwin. Esty. Cadillac. Reed City. St. Louis. Claire. Everett. And Sanford. 100%. All right. Way to go, guys. I knew he was here, but yeah, Harrison. I'm from there, and that's why.
Kenworthy, you're up.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Anybody who's got any kids, I hope they're downstairs right about now, because that's where I'm heading, to play a little putt-putt. And then I pass out a bunch of flyers coming in August. We're going to have a Tigers Day. And I'm going to ask the district presidents to get together with us, and maybe we get a whole bunch of buses to come on down. I'll have more information on the tickets when I can pick them up. So that's all I have a report for right now. Thank you, Gary.
Next will be Lanny, State Secretary.
My talk's going to be on some of the programs that we are running now and some of the changes we have to make to the future association. Okay, go ahead. Now what, can you guys see that monitors? I'm not running for nothing, but that's a resume. It's a resume for one reason. I didn't ask them to put the picture on there. Shut up. But what I'm trying to get to the point is, with the different positions I've held, is some of you guys might be naysayers sitting there saying, well, he don't know what's going on in my lives because he hasn't been a governor, he hasn't been an administrator, he hasn't held this job, he hasn't held that job. Trust me, you haven't had one held in your position in your lives that I haven't held before. Being an administrator on the bottom line for 31 years, I've fought the battle with the rest of them. I know what it costs to keep them open. And this is what we're trying to do to change the lodge's traffic of money coming in for the future. Most lodges are having cash flow problems. The economy is down. Your foot traffic in the lodges are down. Renewals are down. Gas prices are up. Cost of doing business is up. So one thing we have to do is we have to start looking for other forms of revenue. And I'm going to get into them in a minute, but I want to explain a couple other programs because it's all going to tie into where I'm going to end up at the end is on our per capita tax. Our per capita tax is dues you pay the association per member based on ABC dollars. You pay Moose International, which at this time is $34. The association charges 20% on that, which would have been $68.80. Let's go ahead and run it through so I can just keep on going with it. On a 1,000-member lodge, that would come up to $6,800. 500-member lodge would have been $3,400, and for a lodge the size of Harrison, they'd be paying $15,000. $15,000 in per capita. Where's Eddie hiding at? Eddie just... Call the EMS. Eddie had a heart attack. But, knowing that this was not sustainable to the lodges, your executive board, over the last years, have been reducing the per capita tax to 9%. So, a lodge of 1,000 members would be $3,000, 18, and then Eddie's would be down to $6,700. I think Eddie's starting to breathe a little bit now. Now, to have another chance to save on that money even more, and me having a chance to go to an administrative school to talk to some new administrators, and people who've been around this attorney for a little while on in jobs, I asked them if they knew what the six-point program was. Most of them did not know what the six-point program was. Six-point program is a program we put in to help you reduce that even further. Again, to reduce your per capita tax to us. Monthly transmitting. Making a quota. Making a premier award. Working all financial programs, two students, youth awareness, and putting our state sports programs in your newsletter. You'd qualify, met all these six things, you'd save $1.20 per member, which would have took it down to $1.86 instead of the $3.06. Being a 1,000-member lodge would pay $1,800, and so forth down. Eddie would be down to... What did I have on that, 67? And of that, we just had a little hiccup in our getting our programs put together to get our reduction on that point. We should have paid it in the second quarter of last year, and it just went out about a month ago. The problem with that is we got behind. So the bad news is coming now. The fact is, your fourth quarter is going to go out April the 1st. And then your first quarter is going to go out May 1. So guess what? You're not going to like that at all. But the lodges that did qualify on the six-point program for all six were Carroll, Grayling, Ann Arbor, Lincoln Park, Westland, and Grand Rapids. Lodges that had five out of six, East Detroit, Wyoming, Ypsilanti, and Holly. Lodges that made four, Otsego, Livonia, Houghton Lake, Greenville, Harrison, Everett, Stanford, and Richmond. That come up to 18 lodges out of 93. 18 of 93 only qualified for discounts, because you had to hit four out of six to qualify. And the problem is with what we just showed on this one was, this year that we're in the same six-point program, monthly transmitting is not one of the criteria. It's a plus one in membership for retention. So it's either going to be tougher next year. So this is what the executive board's been trying to get you to save money. Now we want to take a big step further and go into some other programs. We got our DP monitoring system. How's this tying into what I've been talking about? The DP monitoring system, if we can get a minimum of 25 of these monitoring systems set up per lodge throughout the state, we will eliminate the per capita tax totally. But you will no longer pay per capita tax. Now, we have brochures and stuff we're going to pass out tomorrow. The man who was supposed to be here to be with us this weekend had problems in the family and couldn't make it. To give a report on it. But this is one of our major problems we have to pursue because the lodges cannot afford to keep paying to us. And I'm tying this in with our other program we got going on is our VE, which they're going to follow us up after I'm done. We kicked this off last March. We got off to a slow start because we were moving faster than the headquarters at VE could keep up. We had some problems with communications. We didn't have backup crews set up to follow up when we had pod problem numbers and other programs, you know, to get it going. But we think at this point we're all set up and we're ready to go that we'll be able to handle anything we can do. And why I'm running through these programs, these are all tying into one thing in the end. See, as an association, we're under obligation to take projects from Lucid International. One of the projects that has been put to us is to maintain the Michigan building at Moose Heart. That's at an annual cost of $120,000 a year. It's a lot of responsibility. If we can meet these new incentive programs that we're going to run out with VE, within the next year at this time, we can take on that obligation. It will be $100 plus per lodge in the VE, should cover costs of maintaining a place at Moose Heart. This is not going to be easy. It's going to be a tough job, but it can work. We got family, friends, relatives, and everything else. And there's a guaranteed savings for anybody on the program of a minimum of $150. Fortunately for us, we've had a very mild winter, so the gas prices and the revenues back to us hasn't been what was expected to be. But if we can hit the goals of the 100, at least by August, and the 25 by August, which is going to be a hard job, but we can do it, we can, one thing, eliminate the per capita tax. Our goal per unit of lodges for VE is going to be 1,000 units. Now, that's a lot. But what we're introducing to you is this program. Everything over the 100 to that 1,000 is going to be revenue sharing. We're going to pay that difference back to you as a lodge. Anything over and above the 25 that we sign up, we go to 50, 75, these are ongoing programs. This is all going into a pot for revenue sharing. So besides not paying per capita tax, we want to start revenue sharing back. If we can meet the goals of these things, there's no end to possible how much we can make for you. We have to make these companies work for us. Make them pay us to do business with them. And this is going to be in the future of you getting this extra income coming in. Instead of you paying the association, let's make the association pay you. And we must get together as a team and get this thing off the ball. And I think if we all work together, I think we can make these programs go. These are just the tip of the iceberg. So we've got 3, 4, 5, 6 other companies we can use. And that's got to be the future. Let them pay our way. And that's how we're going to maintain our lodges and quit losing lodges. You know, we know we've got revenue problems in most of the lodges. And we've got to come up with ideas. And these are good, legitimate ideas. They can save your lodges. Let's all try to get behind these programs and just work for the future of this association. Thank you.
Okay. I have a note here that VE's coming up. Okay. Just a note, District 12 meeting, officers meeting, will be April 21st. And there's a note here that says cell phones are silent or vibration. If you want to turn those on and donate $5 or leave them on, if you turn them on, well, it'll be a donation of $10. That sounds only fair. We need the money. Moose Charities does. Volunteer Energy is next. The guys from Syracuse. She's got to be the star forward.
Mr. President, Executive Board, we thank you and welcome fellow members for the opportunity to start what we thought was going to be a phenomenal program last year, a year ago. It became a fabulous, beyond fabulous program, and we're excited to be part of it. And like Lanny shared, it went way beyond what we thought would happen right out the gate. In fact, it really caused us to look at what we do differently, and we've made the necessary adjustments. We want to apologize officially for any issues that may have caused you, but we've been meeting with everybody as quickly as we can to get those rectified, and we appreciate that. I do have a list of everybody that's enrolled. It's multiple pages. I mean, many pages. So we're right on track. We're getting there, and we've got some exciting things happening there. One of the things I want to emphasize a little bit of what kind of Lanny was sharing is, as a group, you represent a huge buying power. You have money in your wallets that you're going to spend every month anyway. Why not consolidate that in such a way that we can, as a company, give back? And that's really what's happening. And we welcome and thank you for that opportunity. It's been fantastic how that's rolled out. We're excited about that six-point program and where we actually fit into supplying the revenue-sharing aspects. One program that we've started, we've been working on, we got T-shirts, and you say it's a See My 10-pack. We've got a setup that we need just per lodge. It's a pretty simple number. We need 10 people per lodge to become what's called a 10-pack player. And all that represents is that's somebody who's going to commit to take these 10 brochures to somebody and help them enroll into the savings program, either for their home or business, church, municipality, whatever it might be. By doing so, they will receive $25 that they can use in one of two ways. They can actually donate it back to Moose Charities or keep it for themselves, whichever they wish to do. We're prepared, or we have a program that's set up that there could be $25,000 paid out between now and the end of April by doing so. That would also, by hitting that goal, completely fund everything that you guys need to take care of on your per capita tax. It will be fully self-funded, so it will be a very short order. So we got two T-shirts per lodge set up and 10 packs per lodge. I have a list of every lodge with me, and at our booth we have these packets already for you in little handy carry bags. We're going to stuff two shirts in there. The shirts are for the wait staff or bartenders. It's got a creative little saying on the back. You want to flip around, Craig, so they can see that? And Megan, got gas. Volunteer Energy, they give the MichiganMoose.org. They can enroll online, or they can use these brochures or whatever they can do. There's also a registration form in there, as well as a tracking form, so that we can keep track of who's actually signing them up and actually who we need to pay, whether the check goes to back to Moose Charities or it stays or goes to the individual. So we think this would be a great way to help launch it, create some excitement. Again, if you would stop by today after your 4 o'clock, your meeting ends at 4, and I will take the name of the person that's taking them, and we will help you if you need to get that to your car. We're going to be here through tomorrow as well, but we want to make sure we got enough for every lodge to get 10 packets, which has 10 in each one, so that's 100. That'll meet your goal. We've got more resources. We know some of you are going to tear it up. And by the way, we told the women this just a few moments ago, and they're excited. They're real excited. And we know that they're the working arms a lot of times for what we do for Moose Charities. But they're ready. And we told them they got to go through you guys. We're going to give it through the leadership of the men within the lodges, and then they can come to you when they get back and get that all squared away and registered. So we're here to help. Our contact information's on there for all of that. If you have questions, there's the whole nine yards. Anything? Craig's going to share a little bit about some of the registration aspects and how to complete it.
Thanks, Rick. Can everybody please grab their form right now from Volunteer Energy that's on your seat? If you could flip it around to the side, it's got the number 3 on it there. Last year when we showed you these, they're a little more complicated. We simplified them drastically. If you take a look at it, right below the signature line that's written in red, you're going to have a date, your Moose Lodge, and referring member. Guys, make sure that you're putting on your name as referring member, because, you know, some of you might say, I'm not going to go in this 10-pack program right now, but you mistakenly do three. Well, then a few months from now, then you got three more, and then it adds up. Well, we want to make sure we're counting the checks to the right people. Make sure we keep track of that. And we'd also really like the lodge numbers, because we might be doing some promotions in the future, maybe men versus women or districts, or, you know, lodge versus lodge, we don't know, but we're looking at doing some programs, so we'd really like to keep track of that. So if you could please make sure you do that. Everybody in here has already signed up for Volunteer Energy at your house. Could you please raise your hand? Awesome. Well, we just wanted to say thank you, guys. Congratulations. Anybody who has natural gas at home, please make sure you get signed up there. You know, Rick and I will be here through Sunday. And also, if you have propane at home, use this as a fundraiser. You know, sometimes we're looking at these programs and saying, oh, I don't have, you know, some of the people that come on booth say, I don't have natural gas. Or even if you have propane or wood, like Rick and I both do, make sure you sign up some friends, neighbors, relatives, churches, whatever. And, you know, use the forms. So the forms we print out, the more we can get filled out, you know, the more we can take care of that per capita tax. I want to thank you guys. Have a great day.
Sports Director Mac McNaughton.
I know they mentioned that this would be taken care of per capita. This is not part of per capita tax. This has to do with getting our Moose Heart, Michigan building taken care of. That's what BE is set up for. Anything over and above them numbers are going to be part of revenue sharing. The DPS monitoring has to do with the per capita tax. I mean, it'll all work in together, but just to make everything clear to everybody. And the insurance, like I said, there's three or four other programs we got going.
One thing I want to mention, now I'm going over too good down there at the booth where you register for waiting. We also have a form down there for the bus trip. If you're interested in taking the bus up to the Sioux, please fill it out completely. Your lodge, number, district, everything. It's a form. You just fill it out. Turn it in to the lady there with the bus, or give it to Joyce Nielsen. We're working out a package for $75 round trip, but we have to have enough to fill a bus in that area. 46 will fill a bus. One thing I want to talk about sports is sportsmanship. The memberships are sportsmanship. You know, when I heard that concept a while back, I thought, boy, what a great concept. How to sign members up. Don McDonald, I think he's back over there at the table. Can you stand up? Don McDonald is the state pool chairman, and I want you to know that because of the sports and what he does, he signed up over 25 members this year just through membership through sportsmanship. I want to thank you, Don. Let's give him a hand for all his hard work. We made a couple changes in the state tournament. The one is over with. That was a Euchre tournament that was held in Ann Arbor. In Carroll. And Ann Arbor has changed. It's going to be October 6th and 7th this year. So make sure you get, there's a new flyer out. We got plenty of them here. If we run out, we can make more. pick them up, post them in your lodge, let your membership know. You go to your district meetings, promote it. And if your deputy regional manager is in your area and you're a district president or a state chairman of a committee or whatever, I'd like to see you make at least an appearance down there and let them know that you care about what's going on in your area. This is a chance for lodges to make money. I was talking to a couple of chairmen. They're talking to making $5,000, maybe $25,000, $30,000, $40,000 on an event, like a bowling or a golf tournament. They're doing this here over, you know, like a four-week period maybe. And they can make some big bucks there. And you can't tell me a lodge in this state that doesn't need the money. This is a chance for you to help build your lodge up, but there are certain rules you must follow. You must follow the criteria of the Michigan Moose Association. You must be working the program. You have to work the program. You have to be selling calendars, selling $100 tickets, working the booster page. You know, and the list goes on. Signing members, transmitting, community service. We're not going to reward a lodge that is not working the program. We reward those that show that they're how they work it and what they're doing for the association. Mike, you want to make your way up here? I'm going to have Mike talk to you a little bit about the state golf tournaments that are coming up. He's doing a great job for the association and been working with them for a while on the golf. Yeah. Well, anyway, you can see what his body looks like. Also, I'd like to see Ovi. Is there someone here from Taos? Okay, when I go outside, I need to see you come out there along with Ovi. I need to talk to you outside. Okay, Mike Kirby, the golf chairman.
State golf tournament this year is here in Birch Run. We're playing two golf courses, Timbers and Green Acres. If anybody's not pre-registered, you can see me this weekend. I have my packets with me. I can register you for the tournament. It's the month of July. You'll play one course on Saturday. You'll flip to the other course on Sunday or vice versa. We play both courses both days. The small fundraising tournaments, the charity tournaments, our past state president's tournament is going to be in Harrison, played at Tamaracks. The regional manager's tournament will be in Holly. We're going to play that at the Jewel. The Uper tournament will be Thursday at 9 a.m., August 16th. Obviously in Sault Ste. Marie at Tanglewood Marsh, which is a really nice course. If it rains, it can be a lot of fun. When it's dry, it's not bad. Other than that, like Max said, to participate in the sports program helps you bring membership into your lodges, helps your lodges make money, helps the association make money. We can participate in our sports. The criteria for voting or bidding on the big state tournament, the men's state tournament, you must have eight golfers in the tournament, and you must be in good standing with the Michigan Moose Association and their programs. Other than that, when we play golf, we're 2 years out on bidding. Anybody interested right now, I'm taking bids for 2015. The way it works, you turn the bids into me and the association. One copy goes to Lanny, one comes to me, the other one goes to Mac. We sit down, we decide that you have eight golfers in the tournament, we decide that your capita is paid, you're not in debt to Moose International, and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing in your lodge. We put you on the ballot. And then on Sunday morning at the golf tournament, the individual golfer gets to vote on where he would like to play. Something that we need to do with the bids for the state golf tournament now, because it's getting large. Obviously, expenses are going up, like Lanny said. Gas prices are going up. Motels are going up. We need to have prices, a rough price of how much the motel rooms are going to cost the golfers when they come to town. The biggest problem we're having 2 years ago, we went to Garland. It was almost $1,000 for a weekend in Garland to play golf. It was an expensive golf tournament. Last year in South Haven, we had a few issues with motels price-wise. When you go to a resort area like South Haven or Garland, you're going to have a motel issue with prices. They all think they all think you're trying to buy the place, not stay there for two nights. Other than that, on my report, that's all I have right now. So have a good weekend, and let's have some fun. Oh, yeah. And I will be still accepting donations for the small tournaments for door prizes, golf balls, towels, hats, booze. I'm sorry, moose milk. But, yeah, you can bring it to me. Call me at my home. Yeah, my Uncle Jack would be good. His cousin Jim, great. Thanks a lot, guys.
At this time, thank you. Mike, we're going to have Mr. Bergman on insurance.
Good afternoon, Moose. I know quite a few of the faces out there, and it's nice to see you all. We've been sitting downstairs for 2 days with a raffle. I think a lot of you are familiar with it. Not a raffle. It's just a drawing to win $100. I'm Dave Bergman, Mid-Michigan Insurance. I'm the chairman and owner. Our agency has been in existence since 1935. We're the fourth largest insurance agency north of Lansing, and we specialize in commercial insurance, basically. The reason I'm up here today is not to sell insurance to everybody, but I want to speak to the governors, officers, administrators about the property insurance program that you have at all the lodges. I'm a member of the Moose, and in fact, all my agents are Moose members, and we kind of stumbled into a couple of lodges and saw that there were some problems. They were getting charged too much. The coverages weren't really up to snuff on some of them. And it's kind of just grown since that. We've looked at 10 lodges so far, and we've made corrections and written 8 of them, and saved people quite a lot of money and give them a lot better coverage. I don't want to stand up here and say that your local agent isn't doing a good job. I don't know until I look. But I do know 8 out of 10 had real savings from what we did for them. The thing that we're working with Dave Coffey on is I have 4 companies now that are willing to write the property insurance for the Moose Lodges. They're all willing to offer a dividend at the end of the year to the state Moose. Where it goes from there, I'm not exactly clear on yet. My son Dan was working, I think, with David on that. Okay. And we've been downstairs, as I said, for 2 days. We've talked to a lot of people, a lot of the administrators. We're going to be down there till 5:00 tonight. If you get a chance, if you want us to come out, just and look at your insurance program, your property insurance program. Take our brochure, give us a call, or leave your name and phone number for us. We have an office in Monroe, Michigan. We have an office in Midland, and the main office is in Mount Pleasant. But we actually travel the whole state. Guys always kid me about having an office in the UP because I'm up there all the time. And we'll get to you within a day or two of your request. We have enough agents to do that. I really can't think of anything else today. Just God bless the Moose.
Before Dave Coffey comes up, I do want to thank those that went to the Council of Higher Degrees lunch. We made $410 on that lamp raffle, and it will go to special projects. So thank you for giving from your heart. And
It's very well appreciated. Regional Manager Dave Coffey.
How's it going, guys? It's been a fun couple of days. Enjoyed having some of the company of you guys here over the weekend. I got something going on here, but I'll get to it. Yeah, Steve's got it. did anybody know the hotel's doing that? Okay. The hotel, the Quaid and Sioux, is sold out right now. Anybody that did not get a room, you want to get yourself on a waiting list and see Stephanie Sprecher on that. We have overflow hotels there that will come in with a similar rate, if not the same exact rate. So we still will be able to accommodate people. You just might not be able to be on site. If you get on a waiting list, we'll have our normal cancellations. You probably all get be able to move. Some of you get moved back in. I want to talk about property taxes just a little bit. Kathy Funky and I, we go to Lansing. You heard her report the other day, yesterday. We are fighting for property tax relief all the time. Been doing it for 7 years. Almost got there in 08. We had a deal struck. It was going to go through, and then the economy, stock market went to hell and budget problems, and they told us we couldn't do it anymore. We've got another bill that we're working on that she explained to you, but there's something unique in there that Kathy's working on. And thank you. As I get more details on that, we'll get that out to you. But if we do need to get some information to your local representatives and senators on this thing, we really need you to take the time to fill out a note, tell your members about it, write a postcard out. Bob Funky will be happy to show you how to do it. Kathy Funky, run circles around you while you're filling it out, showing you how to do it. But another way that you can attack this while you're waiting for Kathy and I to be successful with what we're trying is visiting your townships and asking them for to get your taxes lowered, your value lowered. Ypsilanti, for example, the guy came in there from their township and he reviewed their taxes, and they reduced their taxes $7,000. That was how long ago? Just recently? Just recently, they found out their taxes went down $7,000. Now, when you call the lighting place, you might save another $3,000. Are you in Consumers Energy? All right, well, DTE has a plan. It might not be as sweet as Consumers, but they'll have something. That could turn into thousands of dollars there. So you could be looking at a $10,000 reduction in things, or if we get into the LED or whatever we use. These reductions are going to come in really handy. Redford Lodge also put in to have their taxes reduced, and it's in my briefcase. I don't recall the amount, but it is significant. About $7,000. Okay, there's another lodge that saves $7,000. Is there anybody here that could use $7,000 in their lodge? Okay, all right. So try to follow up on that. I got some information from Lee Blaine Jr. on how he did it. It's in my briefcase. I'll be glad to share it with anybody. And the steps that they went to go through, but you know, contact your local township. I don't know how it might work in cities, but is it different in cities than townships, or same thing, I guess. I live up in a boondock, so yeah. So if you would work on that, I think you might find it fruitful. We'll continue to work in Lansing to get benefits for you, but in the meantime, work on that. You've heard Lanny talk about revenue sharing, cuts in the per capita. We've had BE up here. We've had the insurance company. The insurance company is giving us back 2% every time a lodge takes out the policy. Lincoln Park saves $1,700. 2% of that, $75. That comes us. Every year that it renews, it goes up to 3%. We're negotiating 4 and 5% as the premiums renew. So this could turn into significant money that we hope that we can give back to you after eliminating your bills. I expect lodges to be following through on this. These programs are not going to go away, and I want to be successful with them so that we can save our lodges. And Steve, you've been around for a while. Have you ever heard of another association in your Moose career that has worked to remove the per capita tax? Were they successful with it? Okay. Well, there's one ahead of us, so we got to get out there and get it done.
South Carolina?
South Carolina, Steve's territory. If I feel that a lodge is not getting the information moved, a lot of times, you know, we got so many good guys here, but I don't know. There's a significant percentage. They come here to the convention, they listen, and they go to the district meetings and they listen, and somehow it doesn't get back to the membership. And I know your membership doesn't fill up your meeting hall when you have your meetings. You know, I know how that is. You make it 3, 4, 5 guys out of the, if that, you know, out of the, off the bar stools. So I think the board of officers at the minimum has to have this information in a meeting, and those board of officers have to go out into the social quarters and say, hey, those, pick up a flyer and hand it to somebody. Don't let them walk by it all the time. That's how we're going to get it done. And if I feel that the lodge is not making any effort to do this, I'm going to have a deputy regional manager in there, and I'm going to give them authority under 19.2Q of the general laws to start pulling minutes out and reviewing the minutes and seeing if these things are being brought up in meetings and explained to at least the board of officers and the membership of whatever you have there. If it's not in there, there'll be some issues. So please make sure you cover that and make sure you put it in your minutes. Good standing members I touched on earlier. We're about 1,000 members down from last year right now. We're going to sign much more than that up before the end of the fiscal year. We got the March 31st drops. I've talked about it. This is my third time talking about it. Talked to the women about it. This is my fourth time. But it's a very important thing. We want to have an increase in good standing members. If we are falling backwards with memberships, that means that we are not doing our jobs and we're not a successful association. And you and I all know that this Michigan Moose Association is a great association, and I know we can pitch in and get it done. I want to apologize about the banners. There's some misspelling up there. Yeah, there's three of them. I think one of the women's just screwed up. We have a guy that makes the banners for us, and he's usually pretty good. And I asked my dean to help me with this, and she typed up the thing to send to him, what it was supposed to be. Normally, he comes back to me with a proof, and I proof it, and Mardine proofs it. Lanny usually takes a look at it. We send it back, and they print it. They just printed them. I didn't get a proof. Sunday night at 9:30, I got an email that if we weren't there Monday, we couldn't get them, and I didn't read the email. I had business all day Monday. I didn't read the email till after Monday, so here they are. But we're going to have some words with them and see if we can get that straightened out. He did have to go in the hospital to have surgery the following day, so, you know, there's some issues there. But I touched on electricity this morning. Maybe some of you weren't in the room this morning, and I just touched on it a little bit ago. These energy audits are very necessary. Every lodge should be having an energy optimization audit. And if Saginaw, for $300, can save $3,000, you know, you might save $200, you might save $5,000, I don't know what. Everybody, every lodge needs to have this energy audit. The one with Consumers Energy is ending at the end of this year. DTE and MGU, I just haven't had an opportunity to investigate. This information came to me last week, so I didn't have a lot of time to research it. Combining in with LED lighting, new technology, LED lighting that we'll get into more later, we'll save lodges money and keep lodges, keep the doors open. Also, we've got this year, I think we're going to have one of the best conventions that we've had in a long time at Tampa. It's a big deal down there. They've got the herd of moose. It's in the media. There's all kinds of stuff going on. One of the hotels that we're staying at, I guess, is right on the water, and they got a boat there that goes out on the water, and it sounds really cool. And I'm looking forward to going down there. I hope that you are too, and I hope that you can find ways to generate money, to raise money through whatever means to get down there and have a representative there. I think it's going to be very informative. But that's about all I got, and I just appreciate you guys coming. The attendance is pretty good. There's three lodges in the bullseye right now. I hope I don't have to pull the trigger tomorrow. But I think it's pretty good attendance, and I appreciate all you guys coming. Thank you. If we could get Ron Kaminsky to get me a head count on this room, too, I'd appreciate it.
At this time, I'd like you to remain seated and pay close attention. We're going to have the official visitor's report from General Governor Stephen Green.
Not from my area. Said it was the wrong color. I said, not from my area. Gentlemen, I'm doing away with my normal presentation today, and I'm doing that for a good reason, I think. I thought about it last night, and I really wonder how many of you really know. As officers, some of you have been there before, some of you hadn't. And what it really means to be an officer in your lives, what it really means for you to even have a lodge. The Supreme Lodge is nothing more than all the lodges of this fraternity and the representatives and delegates from each of those lodges. So when you hear the Supreme Lodge is meeting, it's a meeting of the past governors, governors, administrators, and the officers within the Supreme Lodge that meet. The governor and the administrator, when they take office, they obligate themselves to be a representative at your district, your mid-year, your association, and international meetings. Because you are there, we are able to have a Supreme Lodge meeting. If all our delegates failed to show to the convention, there would be no convention. We wouldn't be able to elect our Supreme Lodge officers. Our lodge system would simply falter. So that's why it's important that your attendance is necessary for all our meetings. Your lodge was granted a charter by the Supreme Lodge, which means all the delegates are approving you to have a charter on your wall for your lodge to exist. And exist because you said, we will abide by the rules and regulations set forth by Moose International for us to have that charter. We're going to take care of the assets that we have. We're going to retain the members that we have. We're going to assign new members. And we're going to make our lodge stronger financially. That's why you were given a charter. Every lodge in every state and every province, with the exception of service centers right now, has to be incorporated. Because you are incorporated, you are a separate corporation in your state or province. You have the ability to operate as a free business. Our general laws are set forth by the representatives of the Supreme Lodge that require you to operate your lodge as a corporation within that association. And your failure to operate as a board of officers could cost you your position. Because the general laws allow me and your regional manager to see what your operation is doing, if you're abiding by the general laws, if you're doing your job, and if you're not. He's going to make the recommendation for the general governor. I need to reorganize a board of officers. He may say, I wish to waive the election because we're so close. And I would say, why do you want to waive that election? Don't you think the membership needs to be able to vote? No. They have abused their rights. They have not done anything. There are no meetings. And you are required as a lodge to have meetings by the general laws. Rules set up by the delegates of every lodge, all 1,600. These are rules made by the members, not me, not Moose International, but by the Supreme Lodge. I enforce those laws. By being a separate corporation, we trust you. We believe in you. We know you're going to have your nominations. You're going to have your elections. And you're going to have new officers. And you're going to assume the duties that you obligated yourself to do and assume those responsibilities to the best of your ability. As officers of the lodge, you cannot be compensated. There are only two exceptions to the rule. The lodge administrator. 2 years ago, we changed the junior past governor because he is not an elected officer. He is an officer by service. So he can be compensated. He can be your social quarters manager. And still sit on the board of the House Committee and still sit on the board of officers with a vote. Several months ago, we met in Las Vegas. How many of you went to Vegas to making change? Quite a few of you. I went there and I took ideas that had been submitted for changes to the general laws with me. And the Director General and myself chaired that meeting. We had over 400 delegates in the room. And as we went through these step-by-step proposals, things that we thought maybe could change how we operate, maybe could make things a little better. And when I walked away from that group, I asked them to leave notes on the back of the sheets that we handed out, how they felt, whether they thought it would work or not. 90% of all the proposals were, no, we like it the way it is. I hear from lodges every day that we can't have a meeting. We don't have enough officers to show up. One of the proposals was to do away with the trustees of the lodge, reduce the number of officers required to have a quorum so we could have meetings. We would replace those trustees with an elected committee by the lodge. And that committee would do four or five different functions. One would be to serve as the audit committee. One would have been to do all the duties the trustees do. And the other would be loss prevention. And these gentlemen could be your best businessmen in your area. They wouldn't have had to attend all the meetings. But at least one of them could be at the meetings to give a report from this committee. And we thought that might be a good idea, but leaving Vegas, it wasn't such a good idea. So we're probably going to redefine the duties of our trustees in the near future. Dave mentioned taxes. It's the responsibility of the lodge corporation, the lodge officers. The corporate officers of the lodge are the governor, the junior governor, the administrator, and the treasurer. They're the guys that can sign for real estate, take care of taxes for you. But the three signatures that can appear on your checks of the governor, the administrator, and the treasurer only. I hear from lodges, thank goodness not many from here, but only one signature on a check. It's not right, brothers. You got to have two, at least two. Three if you can get all three. And I understand it's hard to get all three signatures sometimes during the course of the week when you're having to pay your bills. And I don't mind checks being signed in advance as long as they're made out to the vendor. Not a blank check signed, but checks made to the vendor where they're going to be paid. Because I understand it's hard for you to get there three or four nights a week. But when you are available, take care of business and be sure it's done right. New governor's going in. Make sure all your insurances are taken care of to protect you from employee theft, fire damage, workman's comp. It totally breaks my heart. I'll hear from a lodge. And the poor governor says, you know, we lost our lodge last night to a fire in our kitchen, and we're totally out of the building right now. And I said, was your insurance paid up? No. Our administrator never got around to taking care of that. Or he told us it was taken care of, and when we looked, we don't have it. So now you're out of a $800,000 building simply because you didn't take time to see what you had, to do your duty, to have your board of officers to sit down and say, let's look, gentlemen, at what we got. This is our lodge. Let's plan it for the year. Let's see what we have, and we'll go from here. And every month, you go back and you look. Is everything taken care of? Show us. Show us. Show us. And Brother Governor, when you appoint that audit committee, make sure they're doing their job. And all the books, all the records of every committee, everything that's needed for that audit committee to do its job, they have. And if they can't get them, call him. And if he can't supply it, I will. Or you won't have an administrator. You've got to have your job done. It's their job to protect the members of your lodge. Real estate transactions. Every week, we sign dispensations for lodges to buy and sell property, sell buildings, buy buildings, remodel, whatever. Brothers, you've got to have a special meeting before you start selling and buying property. Remember who the property belongs to. Your members, not the board of officers, and not a couple of you as officers. Membership has to be informed that there will be a special meeting for the purpose of buying or selling, whatever the case may be. And be sure in that notice there will be a vote taken, or there can be no vote taken. And when you decide on a price, be sure you put the price at a point that you can go up if you're going to sell and get more money for it, but you can't come down. And if you're going to sell, put a bottom price, because you can't go below that if your membership approves it. If you say we're going to sell this property for $250,000, membership approves it, you can't sell it for $225,000 without going back and get approval. But you can sell it for $275,000 because you made money. Use your head. 99% of all our general laws are good common sense. Attending meetings. Well, let me back up. Reading publications and correspondence. Brother Administrator, you give a ton of information. And I understand trying to get it all read and shown to the members that you're meeting sometimes is a problem. But that's part of your job. Be sure that when the communications come through, the members are informed of all correspondence. It may be that it will affect certain members and not others, depending on the correspondence. So it is important. It may not be important to you right then, but it may be important to those that it affects. We have a website at Moose International. Almost any information you need is on that website. You can go to the General Governor's page. You can download the general laws. You can download the officer's handbook that you're looking at right now. You can download the election handbook. All the forms, all the dispensations, everything that you need is on the General Governor's page pretty much. If you have a problem, contact our office. We'll see that you get the right form and complete it properly. Attending meetings. This is a big problem. And I don't know whether Regional Manager Hale has any problems in his area, but I know a lot of regional managers do. They'll call me and say, well, I went to attend the meeting and there was no meeting. What do you mean there wasn't a meeting? Well, there was only 5 people there. So they called the meeting off. But what upsets me is you've got 33 people in the social quarters and only 5 people want to go to a meeting. So hopefully if I get my way, I don't know whether that'll happen or not, but I'd like to enforce that if we have a crowd there in the lodge and you can't get a quorum at the meeting, we shut the social quarters down for the hour that you would have had your meeting. So maybe you will have meetings. You know, the business of your lodge is exactly that. And without meetings, there is no business. So I don't know why you'd even exist if your membership don't know what's going on. Meetings are important. They're important because if you have anything going on in your lodge, if you're doing any kind of community service work, if you're having any kind of fundraiser, if you're having any kind of family activity, it needs to be brought up and approved. It needs to be taken care of by the members that volunteer to support it. It may not be their committee, but you may get 10 volunteers to help that chairman and his committee to make sure that that activity is successful and the lodge is making money. Meeting rules. Good common sense. Brother Governor, you have the gavel in your hand, and it is your authority. If someone disturbs that meeting, you have every right to wrap that person down and levy a fine upon him. And if he fails to pay that fine within 30 days, he should get a note from the administrator, you've got 30 days to pay this fine. Fails to pay it, he can be dropped from the rolls of the lodge. The governor can fine anyone in his presence, anywhere on lodge property, for abusive language, ungentlemanlike or unladylike conduct. He has that authority. Officers' meetings. Officers' meetings should be held every month. Encourage your officers to be there. Brother officers, if you're absent without excuse for 3 meetings, your chair can be vacated and a new officer appointed. Sometimes that seems fair. Even the junior past governor, he falls in that category. If he's not there to give his wisdom, his advice, he's got to be there. The only person that can excuse you from that meeting is the presiding officer, the governor of the lodge. So have some way for other officers to contact your governor to let him know you're not going to be there. And if that governor says, okay, I will concede, I will allow you to contact the administrator because he will be here from 4 o'clock until meeting time, you can contact him. But he has to give that approval or you've got to go through him. All the reports that you're going to, our new business should be discussed at that officer's meeting before it's brought back to the lodge. Applications for membership should be submitted by the Application Review Committee to that group. These should be looked at. This allows us the freedom to operate our lodges. You might think the Application Review Committee is not that important and you can just put anybody on it. But if we're ever tested, if we're ever tried because somebody was rejected from membership, it goes back to the Application Review Committee. Did you have an Application Review Committee? Did they do their job? And did they give that report to the Board of Officers? If it's done right, if it's done correctly, we're fine. Be sure you review your applicants for membership. A lodge meeting. Page 12. 7 members constitute a quorum of the lodge, brother. I have people call me and says, hey, we didn't have a meeting last night. We didn't have 7 officers. A general membership meeting requires a presiding officer and 6 members in good standing. So you've got 7 there. If you've got a governor, a junior governor, a prelate, or a junior past governor, and you've got 6 members, you can have a meeting. So most of these times that I hear that they didn't have a live meeting, there could have been a meeting. Follow the order of business. Be sure you list, brother administrator, everything in the minutes of the lodge. Be sure that the minutes are approved and they're signed by you and the governor. If they aren't signed, they aren't worth the paper they're written on. If you ever check, the operations analyst has to come in and review them. If the IRS has to come in and review them. If your state has to come in and review them. If they aren't signed, it doesn't mean anything. So be sure to sign those meetings. Minutes. Special meetings. The governor, at his discretion, may call a special meeting at any time or when 7 members or 10%, I think it is of the lodge, I'm not looking at it. If he's asked, he has to call a special meeting. Specific duties of officers. The governor, basically your job is to preside and appoint. Ensure that the financial records are submitted properly and promptly. Reporting every period to Moose International. And the IRS Form 990 is filed annually. Be sure that all your state, provincial,
and local taxes, if necessary, are paid. Becoming familiar with Section 35.11, as the governor may excuse officers from the lodge board meeting. Be familiar with strengthening and learning the concept of appointing good people to leadership roles. Changing officers sometimes in the middle of the year creates a big problem. Sometimes we have special elections and new members take those seats through a special election. And with this new training that's going to be required, it may be that if you have committee chairmen that need to be trained, be sure they go ahead of time to be sure that you have officers available to step in and have the training and have the knowledge to assume that duty. Brother Governor, you're in charge of the Rookie of the Year selection. You're also serving as a Supreme Lodge delegate at the International Convention, again at your state mid-year and district meetings. I'm going to skip ahead to the junior past governor. His job is to attend the lodge board meetings, house committee meetings, memorize his part in the opening ceremony, serve on the lodge rookie of the year selection committee, to be the installing officer of your lodge, and serve as chairman of the Moose of the Year selection. Brother Administrator, key points. Serve as a representative to the Supreme Lodge. Along with the Governor and Treasurer, be your custodian of all securities and valuable papers. And you have to be sure that those are secured in a safe place in the Lodge. Not at your home, at the Lodge. I have operations analysts call me every day. I've been in the lodge. We went to view the books. We don't have the checkbooks. We don't have the membership records. We have nothing to look at. The administrator has them at home. He's been sick for 3 weeks, and nobody's seen them. That doesn't work. The general laws say you have to have them in a safe place, secured in the lodge. And, Brother Administrator, your timely reports are so important to the operation of your lodge. Brother Treasurer, you are to receive from the administrator duplicate deposit slips and other authorized accounts. Initial them and be sure that they're retained by the administrator. You also are a custodian of all securities and be sure they're kept in the lodge building. With elections coming up, I think that's important that all of you know that. The second biggest problem I have is House committees not knowing how to handle decorum issues. If you have someone that is disorderly in your social quarters, your bartender, barmaid, social quarters manager, somebody should be writing up an incident report. The incident report should be given to the administrator. The governor should be calling a meeting of the House committee to decide when they want to hear this decorum issue. A letter has to be sent to those involved in this House committee issue stating the nature of the infraction, the date and time of the infraction, who it was done to, when the meeting will be held to hear the case. They have a right to bring witnesses. They do not have the right to cross-examine witnesses, and they are not allowed legal counsel. All those things have to be in that notice. We ask you to send one registered and one by regular mail to be sure that they get it.
You can suspend someone as a House committee pending them coming before you to hear the case. You can suspend their social quarters privileges only. As a House committee, you do not have the right to suspend any member's membership privileges. They can come and attend the meeting, any meeting of the order. They can come 10 minutes before, leave 10 minutes after, but they cannot take part in any social function of the lodge. The House committee even goes further. Anywhere on lodge property, if you're having a social event, even on a bus trip, even at a convention hospitality group, the House committee is responsible for the decorum wherever they are, if it's a lodge activity. I get letters from boards of officers saying this brother violated Section 55.3 and 56.4 and whatever. If it is a decorum issue, it comes under 48.9 and is handled just like I told you. If it's something happened between two members at a meeting, or if it was something that one person felt he did the lodge wrong by what he did, maybe he printed it material that defamed the lodge, or maybe he defamed the brother, those are situations where you use 55.3. But if it's a decorum issue, if it's a pushing, shoving argument between people, it's 55.3. If it's a drunk that's out of hand, it's 48.9. Not 55.3. 55.3 is for a situation where I have to get involved. I have to send a letter back to the lodge telling the governor to form an investigating committee of past governors. The past governors, let me know whether these charges are founded or not well founded. If founded, I may have to send a commissioner to hear a trial in your lodge. That commissioner may be coming from five states away flying in. He's going to have a court recorder or somebody to serve as clerk to take all these minutes and keep up with everything. And at the conclusion, it's up to that commissioner. If the lodge was at fault, if the person that was charged is at fault, or the accuser, or all three, he can make all three pay the cost of the trial. And if it's not paid, then we have to take action on those that fail to pay the cost of the trial. It could be the lodge, it could be the accuser, it could be the accused. And it could be $500, $600, $700, depending on how far he has to come and how long he has to be there. So it gets very involved when you start getting in anything above 48.9 in the general law. So if it's a simple case, does a House committee handle it? And handle it quickly. Don't let it fester. Even if it's a lady, a woman of the moves, if she's out of line, it doesn't matter. She has to come before the House committee. If you have someone that just by his mere presence, he's a problem. You know, before he gets in there, he's going to cause a problem. And you don't want him there. You use 48.9. You ask him to appear just as is laid out here, the proper letter. After the House committee has met, the person has left the lodge, you as a House committee, if you feel this person is certainly an unwanted person, declare him 50.3, an unwanted person. Send him a letter. He cannot come on lodge property. That happens often. I haven't had to do that here in Michigan. We have suspended members. We have expelled members. But not for those reasons. Your regional manager does an excellent job here. He's got some great people helping him here. And I think that makes the difference. But gentlemen, I'll be honest with you. When it comes to this little book, and it comes to this fraternity, I'm a fraternalist. I may like you. You may be the best brother I ever met. But I look out for the 1 million members, men and women.
And if you're not in the best interest of this fraternity, I'm not in your best interest. Use this as a tool. That's what it's here for. It's your guide. It's accepted and voted on by the members of this order to be our guide. I encourage you to come to Tampa, attend the Judicial Committee, hear the proposed changes. You do have a voice. I have heard the Judiciary Committee vote down amendments, take them back, say we don't want to do this because the members don't want it. It's your choice. This year's convention is going to be probably the best one we've had since Nashville or before Nashville. If you hadn't made plans, make your plans now. If you hadn't had your fundraisers, start them now. Get some money ahead to get your delegates there. Brother Administrator or Brother Governor, if you can't be there, be sure your lodge has a vote at a regular meeting to elect an alternate representative to take your place. Send that letter with him to convention. Send it to Linda Regner, Director General's office, ahead of time, stating because of this reason I cannot be there. But Jim Jones is our elected delegate. He will be there to represent our lodge. And our administrator will be there, or the governor will be there. But this alternate will be there as well. Make sure your lodge is represented. Don't fall into category the three that's not here right now. And may be subject to having your social quarters closed and punishing your membership for something you failed to do. Brothers, thank you for the opportunity to share this weekend with you. I have enjoyed your reports. You've done excellent jobs. Again, you've got some mighty, mighty good members here that do above and beyond the call of duty. I'm proud to be here with Jim. I'm proud to be here with John Cates, our representative from Moose Haven, the executive director, who does a fantastic job at our campus for our seniors. And again, to this association board of officers, thank you for all you do. And to you, Dave, thank you for allowing me the opportunity to be here. I know we've been trying to do this for quite some time. I certainly appreciate it. Thank you, brothers.
There was one item that I overlooked when I was up here before. There's some confusion here with the endowment fund John Tate made me aware of. There are five lodges for some reason or other that have not turned in endowment fund at all. John? They've not turned any endowment fund in this year? Durand, Gladwin, Hastings, Norway's closed, St. Ignace. Maybe some of the money's been redirected in a different area. Anyone from those lodges, please look into that and give John an answer as to what's going on with that, please. And guys, get up on your feet and clap your hands when Charlene Welch comes here. Let's give her a warm welcome when she comes in.
Good afternoon. How's everybody? I didn't forget any of my props today. I'm composed. I'm ready to go. How are you guys? Cool. We've got a lot of exciting things coming up in the next year when you ask your friends and your associates and your family members to join the Loyal Order of Moose. Make sure you tell them about the centennial at Moose Heart and our 90th anniversary at Moose Haven. Tell them what we have going on. I'm sure Gary's going to talk to you a little bit about the Cradle Fund, but I wanted just to say thank you. Michigan Moose Association outdid yourselves. Over $12,000. Give yourselves a hand. I'm trying to make this snappy because I was standing in the hallway for a really long time because I came when I was texted. Anyway, Jimmy 5, I'm sure that you all know, it's going to conclude at Tampa. And Michigan's contributions for the Gimme 5 campaign through February 29th total $191,323.89. I have all the pins for Gimme 5 in display case downstairs in the Moose Charities table. If you are working towards earning a specific pin, please see me. I will take your money, submit it into Moose Charities to get you whatever pin that you're working towards. Same with the Endowment Fund Club. Those pins are on display as well. I'd like to read you a short letter. It kind of just reiterates how I feel. So give me a couple minutes, gentlemen. This address is an open letter to the men of the Moose. When a friend of mine asked me to address your group on what Moose Heart means to me, I was hesitant to do so. But on second thought, I felt that perhaps never again would I have an opportunity to express my heartfelt thanks to the Loyal Order of Moose for the opportunity that I received at Moose Heart. My family of four was half orphaned in 1944 when our father was killed in a railroad accident. Our mother, unable to bear the strain, became mentally ill and was hospitalized. Our father, with some foresight, joined the Moose a few years earlier, and we became eligible to go to Moose Heart. We were sponsored by Lodge 610 of Covington, Virginia. Stepping off the train on March 5, 1945, in Aurora, Illinois, was like stepping into another world. There I had hundreds of brothers and sisters, enough food to eat, a bed of my own, and more love and attention than I had ever known before. Best of all was the opportunity for education and music, and each child was encouraged to develop all their talents as much as was possible. I was taught to sing, play the piano, string bass, and pipe organ. My mental talents were developed and trained by thorough, devoted teachers. I can truly say that these were the happiest, healthiest years of my life when I grew out of myself, scared child of 11, into a mature young woman of 19. This change can only be accredited to the opportunities for development that I received at Moose Heart. And Moose Heart is only possible through the donations and devotion of the men and the women of the Moose. For this, I thank you. My experience with the Moose did not end with my graduation in 1952. I won a Woman of the Moose Nursing Scholarship, which enabled me to go through nurses' training and graduate in 1955. It would have given me 2 years of college, but I chose to stop there and get married. The education I received both at Moose Heart and in nurses' training school has stood me good and stead throughout the years. I have never been long out of nursing and have become one of the night supervisors at the Medical University Hospital here in Charleston. At long last, I am realizing another ambition, and that is to get my college education so that I can have a degree in nursing. How does one thank another person or persons for his whole life? I sincerely feel, without the influence of the Moose and Moose Heart, that I would have not survived physically or emotionally. Sorry, guys. Certainly, I would have not had all the opportunities for physical and mental growth, which most people take for granted, but that I had given to me without any strings attached. There were out-and-out gifts to a little girl who only had to use them, grow, and above all, be happy. For my life, gentlemen, I thank you. A good many of you are too young to have been my benefactors, but your collective fathers, mothers, uncles, aunts were and are involved in helping me and hundreds of others like me. The Loyal Order of Moose goes on and should go on, but it will only go on as long as there are dedicated men and women like you who make it by your hard work to build and keep on building the ideas and foundations laid down by your fathers and mothers should be your primary aim. I hope that I've been able, through this letter, to help you understand what your work has meant to me.
There are several thousands, like me, throughout the United States and Canada, each with a little different story, but each with a profound love and gratitude for Moose Heart and the organization that made it possible, the Loyal Order of Moose. Gentlemen, we salute you. Thank you for your time, for the opportunities presented to me, and most of all, thank you for my life. And that was signed by Mrs. Nellie J. Trainer Day, class of Moose Heart 1952. I can't say thank you enough for what you guys do. I know you guys are tired of me begging, pleading, sympathizing, making you feel guilty, asking for donations from Moose Charities. But we can do it. We just need to step it up just a little bit more. And with that, I say thank you. Enjoy the rest of your meeting. Hope to see all you downstairs at my Moose Charity booth real soon. You know who you are. You know who you are who haven't donated anything yet. You know the ones that need to get a little bit further. So please come downstairs and see me. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you for the presentation. He's going to be presenting to us. And let's see. Turn that up. All set. Who do I point this toward? You or someone else's head or what? It's all set. Okay, good afternoon. My name is Gary Kluzak. Many of you realize me as the Moose Charities chairman. And what I want to do, I want to add to Charlene's presentation by making you more aware of the Moose Charities webpage and the website. So you can explore it on your own and maybe learn some facts about Moose Charities. My job is to coordinate the fundraising of three or four committees here. And the key to that is success. An example of this was the email we sent out just before Founders Day, about a month before Founders Day, asking for each lodge to try to raise $100. David Coffey's comments, wow, it'd really be neat to raise $10,000. Well, guys, congratulations. You raised $12,488. And that was from lodge, chapters, and personal donation. So give yourself a hand. The team leaders on these committees, I want to mention them because a lot of you don't know them. Teresa Johnson, Mary Dunn, Charlene Welch. Charlene, you think of as Moose Charities Director. She's actually the Give Me Five chairman for the Women of the Moose. Then we have John Tate, Endowment, Bill Taylor, Special Needs Project, Bob Funky. Bob Funky is new to the committee. I'll explain that in a little while. And myself. Last October, Moose Charities took out a special fundraiser called the Cradle Fund. The goal was to raise $100,000. Each lodge was sent a special package with the posters and the cradles, cutout cradles, to sell. Thank you. You guys did a fantastic job. We asked you to be creative and display those cradles that would encourage members to donate their money for this cause. Here you see what this is. This is from the Brag Board, Brag site. If you go to the Moose Charities website, no, there's none of you there. If you go to the Moose Charities website, and there'll be a little box called the Brag Board. And every month or every 2 months, they try what you do. You take pictures of events
that you have in regard to fundraising for Moose Charities, and then you take pictures of them, put them, send them by email to Moose Charities, and they will go through there and try to include areas from all over the country. And so it is there for you to get a little attention for the activities that you do for your lodge. Here's another display. I don't see my lodge there. No? No? It was up maybe? No? That's a moose, not me. Okay. Regional manager and Dave Coffey and I discussed again the $10,000. The goal was $100,000. The total donations for the Moose Charities website, for the Moose Charities Cradle Fund, $100,000. We raised $183,753.59. Again, that was nationwide, but you were part of that. So again, give yourself a hand. Moose Charities has several recognition programs. They are there's the Gimme Five, the Endowment Club Fund, the League of Guardians, and the Planned Giving Defending Circle Society. And I'm just going to briefly cover part of these. The Endowment Fund Club. There are several members that are members of the Endowment Club Fund. This, you get this started by sending a check, whether a minimum of $25. Okay? And they have levels from 100, 300, 500, 700, 900, 1,000. Okay? And as you get these pins, and they're downstairs, a copy of them, they send you a little pin. And the problem, I like that, but this association doesn't get any recognition. You do not get recognition in the association. Well, that has started to change as of last year, and that's going to change again tonight at the banquet. But members of the Endowment Club Fund, I'm going to read them. They were David Brown, Bob Beardsley, Wanda Carr, Vicki Cooper, Mary Dunn, Frank Hageman, Sylvia Putnam, Beatrice Scholl, Dale Stilwell, Marja Cooper West, Philip Spooner, Juanita Bernard, Gerald Flaws, and Charlene Welch. Again, thank you. And that's the Endowment Club Fund. The Gimme Five. It was 5 cents in the morning, 5 cents in the evening, fellas. 10 cents a day. The beer can, not the beer. And the problem is, it really wasn't pushed very aggressively the first year or two. But they asked you to give a total of $182.50 over 5 years. And for those that did it, thank you very, very much. There are 4 different levels of the Gimme Five Club. The first is the Wall of Fame. That means you've donated the $182.50. If you go on Moose Charity's website, it will list all the members that have donated the $182.50. That means they've completed the 5-year commitment. The Tower of Flame lists those members that have donated more than that, or 25 years, or up to $912.50. The High Five Club, which will be a gold pin, similar to this, will have the gemstones, and one larger gemstone in the middle is for the High Five Club. And then you have the Greater Five Club.
The Greater Five Club, we have five members of this association in the Greater Five Club. They are Carol Davis, Evan Davis, Charlene Welch, and Gerald Falls. That's the Greater Five. Pictures. To add as an incentive to the last 2 years to get lodges and chapters more involved in it, if you have 10% of your membership last year or this year, they will send you a beautiful picture and as an award for your endeavors. Coming soon, a new recognition program. What they are doing, they are eliminating the Endowment Club Fund and the Gimme Five Club. And I was asked to appoint a new chairman for that would take over the responsibility. And Bob Funky has agreed to be the chairman for this. That doesn't mean he's only going to cover this new program, but he's also going to be helping with all the other programs that help donations to these charities. The League of Guardians. That's an annual recognition program for those that give $1,000 or more. The members of the League of Guardians for last year, Carol and Evan Davis, each, Gerald Flaws, Kathy and Bob Funky, Walter Jensen, Phil Spooner, Charlene Welch, and Jack and Grace Wilson. Those that are present here, if you're a member of the League of Guardians, please stand up. We have two or three that are here. Thank you. The Defending Circle Society are for those that would like to donate money from their estate in the future to Moose Charities. You may not have any relatives or children. When I say relatives, nieces and nephews that want your money. But you might have a chance to say, you know, I want $10,000 or $20,000 or $1 million. There are people like that. I haven't met them yet. That would say, hey, I want to give $1 million to Moose Charities. It's there. You need to go on to Moose Charities, and they have a website for that. You click on it and sign away your life. Okay? School support programs. I talked about these last year. I really like the Meyer one. I think that's 1% of what you buy. You sign up. It's just like your local school. You put Moose Heart as the local school that you want. And 1% of what you, the profits or the sale, goes to Moose Charities. And I don't know if they send a check once a month or once every 6 months or whatever. That's between Moose Charities and the company. Fundraising, recycling. Downstairs, I brought in two or three cell phones. They probably have another basket down there. There's one we can, I used one. Good search. I use Yahoo. I've always used Yahoo. I'm a dinosaur, and I it's comfortable. I had a hard time adjusting to Facebook. Websites, and the fact I talked about, visit Moose Charities, find out ways to help. And it's Facebook. Again, I mentioned it. It's new every so often. Jan Fagulia will put on a blip about Moose Charities, maybe once every week or once every 2 weeks, and it's really neat. and it's a way of advertising. And in honor, we've had several funerals. Perry Raylor just died. Buck Burley just died. And many of you will be going to these funerals or memorial tributes. You go, and sometimes they say make a gift in honor of these individuals. Make it out to Moose Charities in honor of, like Buck Burley, $50, or if you want to donate $25 or $100. Make it out to Moose Charities in honor of Buck Burley, all right, or Perry Raylor. And here's the address for Moose Charities, 155 South International Drive, Moose Heart, Illinois. And they're always glad to answer or help in any way that they can. And tonight we're going to have some presentations on the Gimme Five program, and some pins will be presented. And so it's a way of you to recognize that, hey, these pins do actually get awarded. And most of the time, it's just between these charities, and nobody knows about it except the person receiving it. But it's a way to draw recognition to that program. So I want to thank you for your time, and enjoy the rest of the afternoon. That's it. Oh, yes. Ford Essex, a St. Louis Lodge. Go to the registration center. Okay, let's have our drawings now.
Okay. Gene Brown, Fremont. Ken Cook from Kalkaska. Rick Lagenberg from Grayling. Lance Johnson, Lapeer. William Hagerdon, Harrison. Darren Kent, Ipsy. Buck Atwell, Taylor. Marcel Whitliff, Manistee. R.J. Collins, Birch Run. Dwayne Tripoli, Sanford.
Bob Porn and John Tate, you're up next in Supreme Governor's visits.
While those guys are working their way up.
Mike Kirby Harrison.
Sorry. While those guys are working their way up there, Skidway Lake is right over here, right? Okay. I'm going to need you and Bob Rooker and myself and Mac to, right after the meeting, let's meet right over here, please.
Mark Elder from Moose 763. Van Ingersoll, Kalkaska.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Isn't it good to be a Moose? All right, as you know me, my name is John Tate. My brother next to me is Bob Porn. We're both the Supreme Governors of the state of Michigan. The Supreme Governor, Wesley Crowder, is scheduled to visit the Carroll Lodge April 26th to 25 and 6. Should we make a note of that? He's also scheduled to visit the West Line Moose April 27th. 3, 5, 6. Gotta excuse me, my medication is playing games with me. Also, April 28th, Ypsilanti. Fox. And the last one is April 29th, St. Clair Shores. So, look, you don't have to be an officer or anything to attend one of these things. Let everybody show up out there, show who we are. It doesn't matter what district you're from. Now, at this time, I'll turn this over to my partner, Bob Horn.
John gave you all the places we're going to visit. We'll be going to some meet and greets at some other places, like when we leave Carroll Friday morning. We're going to stop by Birch Run, probably around noon. Stop by Flushing, about 1:30. Then we'll go down to Friday night to Westland, like we said before. And do bring these times, dates up in your district meetings. And if you're in a district around where the Supreme Governor is going to be, we really would appreciate you coming out and showing Michigan our hospitality to our Supreme Governor. He takes the time to come to visit us. We can take the time to just move within our own state and visit him when he comes here. Thank you.
I want to say that I forget a minute here. I would like somebody from Gladwin, Hastings, and St. Inns to see me. Thank you.
Membership, Bob Beardsley.
Okay, I'm going to kind of hide on you a little bit. I'm going to sit off to the side here. I can't quite get up on that stand there, but I know you can see it on the screens here, and I'm going to sit back like the most of it is and just kind of look and see what they got. I do need a little cheater deal, so that's why I'm sitting over here. This way I can't see if you're sleeping or if you're awake like I could if I was up there. But anyway, guys, let's get on with our membership, and we're going to start out with the international items that's going on right now. And first of all is our Circle of Distinction. Signed 25 new or former members between May 1st and April 30th, you will receive special recognition at the International Convention and receive the apparel item for that year. They change that every year, so I don't know what's going to be for this year. But anyway, sign those 25 members. We have some in our state right now that qualifies for that. Are there in the audience that signed 25 members or more already this year? Would you stand up for a minute? I know Eddie's here someplace. Yeah, he's sitting over here. So let's give a hand for those that have signed that many. Create some interest. This is what we got to do. We got to create some interest in our lodges so we can bring these new members in and also try to keep our members that's there with interest. May 1st to April 30th, you sign one member and you receive a Create Some Interest pin. It's a little badge light showing you're a member of the CSI. Get four entered into the drawing for a trip for two to Las Vegas. So Miami, New York, and Vegas, Miami, and New York. One trip to each city will be awarded at the conclusion of the campaign down in Florida. So sign those four and be eligible. This is the one that's really been a change to me anyway, is just never pay dues again. You just signed two new or former members between May 1st and April 30th, and your next year's dues are free. Life members will receive a key finder. As most of you know, I take care of the 4 and 8 member deal. And I've talked to some of the administrators this week. This never pay dues again is working, as I call, a buddy program. And they said, what do you mean by a buddy program? Well, maybe you've signed 3 applications. Your buddy's only signed 1. So what do? You take and you give him your 3rd one, so now he don't pay dues next year. And I see that because we're not getting that many members
that have signed four or five like we normally do. So I think what's happening is, I call it the buddy program. We are helping our buddy get his dues paid for next year, which is a big deal, and it's appreciated. Because now your buddy's got his two, he gets another one, he's going to help somebody else. And this is a way you can get that membership to keep rolling. And I call it the buddy system. And I have talked to some of the administrators this weekend, and it is true. Because they told me right in their own lodges they got that, where the guys are helping the other guys get their dues paid for next year. And I think that's great. Create some interest. Sign five members between May 1st and April 30th and receive a paring knife and peeler from Moose International. Now, according to my record I have right now, we don't have that many members in this state that has sponsored five applications. Oh, okay. That's a new one from there. Okay. The fourth quarter of recognition here. We are awarding 13 home entertainment systems. One winner each, 13 for 13 weeks. Each winner lodge will receive a 60-inch flat-screen TV. Now, this is something for the last quarter. And I think you'll find a poster in your lodge on this. If you do get a chance to read it over, get your administrator to kind of explain it to you, get your governor or your membership chairman. I hate to tell you guys this, but I have not been to my lodge, I think, only twice in the last 7 months. I've been sick at home, and Sean could back me up, so some of the stuff I'm kind of dead on, too. If I don't get the information, I do not know. The Michigan Moose Association, you know, we have this four members, signed four members, receive a dress shirt, and if you sign at eight members, you receive a ladies' dress shirt. Now, when I mentioned this a little bit ago about the buddy system, how I can tell this is working is because normally this time of year, I'll send out 300 to 400 items for those assigned 4 and 8. I'm not doing it this year. We have not had that many really signed 4, and 8 is very low. I get a report from our director once a month, and I mean, I might have 10 or 15 that signed 4, and only have 1 or 2 or 3 that signed 8. So it shows you right there, either we're not signing members, or we're giving them away. I don't know. But it tells you there that we're down. Okay? Okay, go to the next one. Okay, the five clubs in the spring for those members that have signed five or more members in the preceding fraternal year. These are the ones that's invited to the five club party. 25 club party is in the fall for those members who have signed 25 members in a lifetime, ending with the fraternal year, or those already belonging to the 25 club and have signed five more for a fraternal year ending April 30th. What that means is if you become a new 25 clubber during that time, you will be invited to the 25 club party. All others have to, if you are a 25 clubber, you have to sign five members in that year to be eligible to come to the 25 club party. How do I get my association awards? Once I receive the printout from our state director on who has signed four or eight, you will receive a letter from me asking you to fill out a return for you and your significant others. Now, my address on there is right now is 1441 Wood Park Drive, Sparta, Michigan. I'll show you in a few minutes. I no longer have a post office box. I've gone to my home address instead to give me some water. It still ain't doing no good. But anyway, on the 4 and 5 member, I have here, if you want to check it out later with me, a list in here of those that I have sent letters to that has not even sent the letters back. They have not even sent the letters back. The letters have not came back to me as a bad address. If they do, then I send it to the administrator of their lodge. International candidates must be enrolled to receive credit. All international awards. State campaigns. It must be transmitted by April 30th, 2012 to be eligible. Short-term campaigns do work. Yes, right now they do work. Different lodges I have talked to in our district and other ones here, they do short terms. Some say they don't work, but you don't know unless you really try it. And don't make it so big that it's hard. Make like a 12-member, a 12-position deal. You sign so many members, boom. Or set it up, the first 25 members. Give them Moose tickets to come in to the lodge. Invite them to a dinner. Do something to give them in interested into this. Best membership retention program is activities. Well, we got activities a lot. Say we got fish fries on Friday night. We got breakfast on Sunday morning. That's activities to a different point. Have some other activities. Even if you take a member of your lodge and have a special night for him, in honor of him, a dinner, in honoring this man, maybe for signing a lot of members. People are going to come in to help that benefit, to help the lodge. So then you bring a guest with you. And maybe you get that guest to actually see how good you are and these benefits, even in your community, would help. And they'll say, geez, this lodge is active. They do something for everybody. Maybe you're doing a benefit for your local fire department. So then they invite their guests in. And what makes it look good for you is you are doing something for your community. That's the kind of activities that's going to bring new members into your lodge. The dinners are great, but do this others. And I think you'll get more people that will join the Moose once they know that you're not a corner bar, that you are a fraternal organization. Promotions only work if we work together. And by that is, work with the women, work with the Legion on membership. It's our backbone. We all know it. We need those members to keep our lodges going. I know we have a lot of members. All they do is pay their dues, but you never see them again. But that's okay. They're paying their dues. This is my new address. So if you want to write it down, up until the end of June, I have both addresses, but this will be my official address. I don't know what you put in this water, but... For some of you that don't know my problem, I'll tell you right now. After I came back from the UP convention, I got sick. And it's been that way now for 7 months. And I'll tell you what, it's not fun. So anyway, that's my report, and thanks a lot.
Thank you. John Capes, you're up next.
Okay, who got this stuff over here? Good afternoon, everybody. Man, it's good to stand up. Why don't you stand up? I'm waiting for him to get this first slide up. So why don't you stand up and take a little break here? I know how it feels.
Okay.
Still waiting. Don't leave. Sit down. Say somebody sit down or sit them down before they leave. You wouldn't leave, right? Too late, huh? It's all right. That's it. Sorry? I didn't think I left that on there. All right, now we're good to go. Thank you. I want to thank you for the opportunity to be here. It's great to be back in Michigan. I was here, it was when you were in Traverse, so I guess it was about 4 years ago. I thoroughly enjoyed myself. I used to live in Michigan, so it's really nice to be back home. I want to talk to you today about some of the options and questions that you all will face, and some of you may already be facing, when you reach those retirement years. And I'm going to provide you with some updates about Moose Haven and Brandon Place. At the turn of the 20th century, the majority of Americans were born at home and died at home. There was no Social Security, health insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid. For the most part, women stayed at home to raise the children and take care of their extended families. When the husband died, the wife often had little or no means of support, hence the success of Mooseheart's founding in 1913. After a few years of additionally caring for Moose elders at Moose Heart, it was determined that children and elders did not mix well together. In fact, someone wondered at an early convention which was the greater discipline problem. I know which one. As a result, Rodney Brandon founded Moose Haven in 1922 in Orange Park, Florida, bringing with him 22 residents. At that time, the average life expectancy for a man was 46 years. James J. Davis commented on Moose Haven's founding that our intention is to organize the residents so that they might help each other and help themselves and provide from their own energy the major part of the cost of their keep. Moose Haven did provide for itself through farming, dairy, carpentry, sewing and cooking, metalwork, plumbing, medical care, and all aspects of community living. In fact, not until 1939 did Moose Haven hire its first outside help. Today, the average age at Moose Haven is almost 82 years. However, we have two residents today that are over 100. In fact, one is 104. Now let's talk about retirement options and what we know today. Of course, we don't really know the full impact of the Obama health care plan over the next several years. However, we do know that Medicare helps pay for the medical bills of nearly all Americans over the age 65. But it doesn't cover every service that our seniors need, and many people face a significant out-of-pocket cost. The good news is that the health care reform bill will reduce out-of-pocket expenses for retirees age 65 and over. The bad news is that it will still require a lot of money to pay for all retirees' medical expenses throughout his or her retirement. Today's retiree will need at least $158,000 for just a 50% chance to pay for his or her out-of-pocket medical bills. For a 90% chance of being able to pay all of their out-of-pocket medical bills, retirees will need $271,000. These estimates are the latest from the Employee Benefit Research Institute, and they don't include the cost of food, clothing, shelter, and other life necessities, only medical expenses. For a man who plans to retire in 10 years, he should have between $111,000 and $354,000 in savings in 2020, just for his out-of-pocket medical costs. Women the same age, because they statistically live longer, will need between $147,000 and $406,000. Remember, these costs are for out-of-pocket medical and prescription costs and are not necessarily reflective of long-term care or other living expenses. So, what are your retirement options today? The questions you need to ask yourself are, where will I live? Who will care for me? And how will I pay for it? Most Americans wish to remain in their current homes in their retirement years. One of the problems with that is, as we age, so do our homes. Repairs and maintenance, taxes and insurance are an ongoing expense. The home may require that modifications be made to accommodate our physical needs. The neighborhood might turn over to the point where you may no longer know your neighbors or even feel safe. Decisions of any and all future care needs, plus downsizing and selling a home, will be left to your children or trust officers. Another option is to live in a senior retirement community. Typically, these communities are geared toward those 55 and older and place their emphasis on lifestyle amenities and entertainment. Unfortunately, few come with community health programs, which could ultimately result in having to move to another facility to meet your health care needs. Congregate housing is another option and is often in the form of HUD housing. The resident lives in a group setting, paying rent based on a sliding scale. Again, health care is not provided within the community, often resulting in a future move. Assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory care indicate that you already need additional services and support and can no longer live independently. Are there any alternatives where you have all these housing styles bundled into one? And of course there is. We have Moose Haven. Located on 72 acres on the beautiful St. John's River and only 15 minutes from Jacksonville, Florida, Moose Haven is home to 250 Moose members. Each met the following admissions requirements. They were at least 65 years of age. They were members in good standing of the Moose for at least 15 years. They completed a physical and mental health exam as part of the application process. They revealed their current finances and understood that Moose Haven reserved the right to investigate throughout a 10-year look-back period.
Did you have a good time over there?
They agreed to deposit all their income and assets into their Moose Haven retirement account. No, don't change it. You're right, we belong. Moose Haven does not base admission on how much or how little a resident brings into his or her Moose Haven individual retirement account. They, the cost to provide housing, meals, activities, transportation, and medical care in independent living exceeds $3,200 a month. Skilled nursing costs, on average, exceed $7,000 a month. I want to stop right there a second. The average annual cost for skilled nursing care in the United States today is almost $6,000. One of the questions you might ask is, why is it about $7,000 a month in Moose Haven? That's simple. When you go to a typical skilled nursing unit, you pay the basic per diem cost, which is about $6,000 a month. But then you get charged for every other thing. You get charged for aspirin, Kleenex, activities, all those kinds of things. At Moose Haven, all that stuff is part of the deal. You get all that provided every day. You also receive all your clothing, your shoes, your socks, everything. You get all your activities, all your meals are all included in that cost. So Moosehaven's costs are a little bit higher. Since only a handful of Moosehaven residents receive enough monthly income and have the assets to support their own care, you are supporting Moosehaven, and we thank you. Now, for those members who would like to live at Moosehaven and who wish to continue managing their own finances, then the fee-for-service admission program called Brandon Place is the answer. Brandon Place residents live in well-appointed, two-bedroom, two-bath, duplex villas, which range from 1,032 to 1,455 square feet. They require a one-time entrance fee paid at the time of occupancy, and then a monthly fee thereafter. The entrance fee reduces the monthly fee and serves as a down payment on future care should a resident deplete his or her financial finances. As long as the resident does not dispose of his or her assets in an inappropriate manner, in other words, give it away, Moosehaven will not require him or her to leave because of an inability to pay the monthly charges for any level of care. Entrance fees today range from $110,000 to $243,000, depending on the size and the location of the home. There are special contracts available to provide an entrance fee refund to your estate. Typically, the entrance fee is paid from the sale of your home. You move from your current home into Moosehaven, and you pay the entrance fee out of the proceeds from the sale of your current home. The monthly fee is based on the size of the home, and today ranges from $663 to $1,316. Monthly fees cover all home maintenance and security, and all of the services, amenities, and activities offered at Moosehaven. Residents at Brandon Place may enjoy all the rights and privileges of the Moosehaven campus. When a Brandon Place resident receives services in a life care center, Moosehaven will file for Medicare reimbursement. However, if the resident requires long-term care, which is not covered by Medicare, then the resident will pay out-of-pocket for those costs unless they are covered for a long-term care insurance policy. And that's really, that's the Medicaid rules. A resident must meet certain qualifications to qualify for admission to Brandon Place. Residents must be at least 65 years of age. If married, one spouse must be at least 65. One must be a Moose member for at least 6 months. Upon occupancy, each resident must purchase a lifetime membership and pay an early entrance fee of up to 1.5% of the entrance fee to further meet Moose membership requirements. For residents with more than 15 years membership, an entrance fee discount is offered. Residents must complete and provide a doctor's report of a physical before moving in, certifying their ability to live independently. Residents must financially qualify before placing a reservation deposit. This means the resident must demonstrate that he or she, or as a couple, has sufficient financial resources to last them through their expected lifetime. Today at Brandon Place, we have constructed 16 duplex villas. Two of the floor plans, well, this is already out of date. I just wrote this. Two of the floor plans are used as model homes. That's not true. We've managed to either occupy or put all 16 of the homes under contract. So right now, we don't have any model homes. If you look on this, let's see. Yeah, on your right, the 16 homes, the ones that are in blue, green, and yellow on the street with a cul-de-sac at the end, those are all now either under contract or already occupied. We're getting ready to start on the second street, which is in the middle of the project, and it's the loop. It's called Astor Street, and we've already got five of those either under contract or ready to be occupied as soon as we complete construction. The one building that you see on there that's in, I don't know what you call that, chartreuse, pink, something odd, it's on the Astor Street loop, that is the clubhouse, which is completed. Now I want to share with you what it's like to live at Brandon Place, or excuse me, at Moosehaven. Unless you have recently visited the campus, erase any preconceived notions you may have or what you may have heard or envisioned. Moosehaven is an active, lively community. The amenities on campus include the indoor heated swimming pool, exercise room, game room, bowling alley, arts and crafts center, computer room, theater. Now I got to stop a second, because we got to talk about that theater. I owe the Michigan Moose Association a huge thank you for that theater. You all bought us a remarkable theater. We have a 16 by 24 inch screen. When you look at that thing, you're looking at life-size people on it. We have a surround sound system that literally will rattle the floor. Pardon? Did I say inches? I'm sorry, feet. Yes. Man, what is in that water? Wow. Yeah, it's feet. It's big. We got a surround sound system. The system can play all kinds of media. We can play Blu-ray, DVDs. We can play off the internet. We can play off our cable system. We can play PowerPoint. We hosted the Super Bowl party in there, obviously during the Super Bowl, and it was amazing. I mean, the players were practically life-size on the screen. It was a great time. Now, here's the second part of that. Not only did you give us enough money to buy the indoor equipment, we also purchased an outdoor system. So we can show movies outdoors on what we call our event field, which is the area along the river. And we're going to have the first one April 14th. It's part of our Harley Community event. It's got a great sound system, a huge screen, and we're really looking forward to it, as are the residents. It's going to be something new at Moose Haven. So thank you very much for making that gift to us. It really has really enhanced our activities program. I gotta watch it. So, enough about the theater. Anyway, moving on. I hit theater, woodworking shop, craft store, country store, library, DVD library, tailor shop, campus-wide Wi-Fi, cable TV, including a campus station, chapel, rose garden, 400-foot fishing pier, walking paths, two campus beauty shops, and a barber shop. The Michigan building. Yay. Boy, does that get used. Michigan Building Social Quarters, scheduled activities, pharmacy, clinic, therapy, assisted care, enhanced care, skilled nursing, and memory care. And, again, this is already out of date. It says we will shortly begin construction of the Catherine Smith Special Needs Hall. We started construction on that a week ago this past Tuesday. So we are now in the ground with that. Our residents are not sitting around in rocking chairs, knitting and whittling. Instead, they participate in water aerobics and exercise, bowling leagues, fishing and sports competition, crafts and ceramics, and volunteerism. The weekly activities schedule for the residents include bingo, bunco, line dancing, movies, billiards, poker, and bridge and card games, electronic darts, Wii, shopping trips, sports practice, exercise classes, yoga, and Tai Chi instruction. Local restaurants for lunch, off-campus excursions, socials at the local moose lodges, choir practice, and gardening. Campus events include monthly socials, dances, the spring fling, Mardi Gras, Low Country Boil, Mother's Day, Father's Day. Hey, that was a great party. That was a great. I had no idea we had that many hippies, old hippies on campus. Holy cow. No, that was Miss Moosehaven. And then she won Miss Clay County, too. Father's Day, Veterans Day luncheons, Christmas parties, picnics, and a party for just about every holiday. Allows residents to enjoy good food and fun. Local moose events include Florida Days, Alabama Days, Georgia Tree Lighting, Florida Moose Association District 12 and 13 picnics, and Motorcycle Day. I'll let this catch up. And we do like our beer. Either I'm going really fast or it's going really slow. All right. That started out with one motorcycle, me, giving rides to the residents. Now you'll see in a minute just how many we had last year. Well, maybe not. I thought that flag was in there. We had a huge group. Moose Heart boys come to visit us every year from the James J. Davis home. In fact, the Moose Legionnaires are probably hearing the appeal for this year. And plus this year, not only are we bringing the boys down, but we're also bringing the girls down, but not together. Each summer, the boys from Moose Heart's James J. Davis home and their house parents drive down to Moose Haven for a week-long visit. They live in a resident hall and have the opportunity to eat and play with the residents. We have light work for them in the mornings and then take them off campus to experience many of the cultural and entertainment attractions in North Florida. The residents sign up and share turns as chaperones for the off-campus trip, so there is no lack of support for the staff. I still haven't quite figured this slide out. It's perfectly round on my paper here, but it's sure flattened on that thing. Moose Haven will reach a milestone event this coming October. We will celebrate our 90th year of operation on October 6th. This will be an all-day celebration including food, entertainment, reenactments, and a gallery of pictures depicting life at Moose Haven throughout its history. The logo you see presented is our official 90th anniversary logo, which will be available for purchase on mugs, glasses, and shirts at the International Convention in Tampa, as well as at the celebration itself. Moose Haven believes that community events are an expression of the charity and volunteerism promoted by the fraternity. Each year we plan and organize the annual Easter egg hunt and trick-or-treat events. Our Easter egg hunt is coming up next week. The number of children and their parents attending these events now approaches and sometimes exceeds 3,000 within the few hours they are on campus. It is an incredible sight. Additional community events include pancake breakfast, arts and crafts fairs, a sanctioned chili cook-off, 4th of July fireworks attended by nearly 40,000 people, antique car shows, and the annual Moose Charities Golf Tournament.
I wonder why that didn't run.
That was supposed to run while I was talking. Hey, now the ladies go, ooh, when they see that. That's better. Come on. Trick or treat. We hold our community breakfast about once every other month. We even talk Director General Airy into flipping pancakes every once in a while. Our chili cook-off, we've been a regional competition for the International Chili Society the last couple of years. They've now asked us if we will propose to host the International Chili Society cook-off. If we are successful in our proposal, they say we'll bring 50,000 people to the campus over 3 days. And the money that we raise at the International Chili Society cook-offs goes to Wounded Warriors. There's one more in there somewhere. There we go. Okay. In conclusion, Moose Haven has something to offer every brother and co-worker in this fraternity in his or her retirement years. If Brandon places a financial stretch, then the traditional program will provide the peace of mind and security that you will lead an active lifestyle while knowing your future care is provided and you are not going to face the economic and hardship challenges medical bills will bring. If Brandon places within your financial means, then you will continue to manage your own finances. You will not have to worry about the hassles and expenses of home maintenance, and you too will enjoy all of the benefits and services and amenities Moose Haven offers. Knowing your future care will be provided for you in our magnificent Life Care Center. A little something there also. Every February, U.S. News and World Reports publishes an issue that's called their Best Of issue. And they pick different topics. So, you know, they'll pick the best physicians in the United States, the best restaurants in the United States, all best colleges in the United States. This past February, the issue was the best nursing homes in the United States. Moose Haven was named one of the best nursing homes in the United States, which we really take a great deal of pride in. We are about what's called a five-star nursing home. That's the highest rating you can get. There are 762 nursing homes in the state of Florida. There are only 15 that are rated as five-star facilities. So we're very proud of what we've done at Moose Haven, and thanks to all the support that we get from the fraternity that we're able to do that. I mean, once again, thank you for your support to Moose Haven and the residents. Are our marketing and missions reps here? I haven't seen them. That's why I'm wondering. Anyway, if you're interested or know someone that's interested in... If you know someone or you're interested in coming to Moose Haven, you have a couple options. You can talk to John Greer, who is our marketing rep up here. You can call us at Moose Haven and talk to Ross Fleet if you're interested in a traditional plan, or to Sandy Duggan if you're interested in Brandon Place. Or you can talk to your lodge administrator, who also can contact us, and we'll get the paperwork started for you. Remember that what you're supporting today may in turn support you someday. Come visit us. Those of you that come to Tampa, if you don't mind a 3.5-hour drive on the way home, kind of a little out of your way, but not too bad, come on over and visit the campus. I think you'll be very, very impressed with what's going on there, and I think you'll feel like your money is well spent. Thank you very much for your time.
While Bob Renwick's on his way up here, he's going to be the last presentation. Staley and Kalaszewski, we're going to carry over till tomorrow so we don't keep everybody in here. We've got to flip the room into banquet also. There was one other thing that I wanted to mention. There's been some confusion about contacting me by phone. I'm not getting my messages from my home phone. So if the only phone that you can contact me on is my cell phone, 810-441-7072. 2 months, I'll be available on my home phone after that. But in the meantime, contact me on my cell phone only.
Yeah. Dave, the ladies asked me to ask you a couple of questions.
And what might that be?
Well, one was if three people have sex together, they call it a threesome, right? And if two people have sex together, they call that a twosome?
Yeah, I know where you're going with
it. The women call you handsome for some reason. I don't know why.
Oh, wise guy. Oh, wise guy. Steve, did you have any final remarks? He's going to leave that. Bob, you got that going over there? And right after him, we'll go right into the drawings there.
Thank you, Mr. Coffey. I appreciate it. My name is Bob Renwick, 2697 Muskegon, brand new lodge over there. I'm also West Michigan Regional Manager for Legal Shield. Now, if you got a postcard that we passed out earlier, we're going to reference that. That's a tool you're going to be able to take back to your lodges. But we'll have a lot of this information up on the Michigan Moose website. So I made a presentation up north at, I don't know wherever I was, up on the other side of the bridge. Anyway, at that particular time, the company's name was Prepaid Legal Services. It's been around for 40 years. Now it's taken on a new name called Legal Shield. And we've done a lot of advances. And the main thing we're trying to do is raise some money for Gary. I want Gary to keep his job, okay, and Charlene for Moose Charities. Okay, our goal today is to let you know how the services work for your members and also how it raises money for the Moose Charities, how it's going to help others outside of the Moose with giving the opportunity to bring in new memberships to the Moose, and how Moose Charities will benefit from offering these services as an employee benefit to companies of your members. And then I'll go through some action steps. Legal Shield has been around for 40 years. It has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And if you think about it, in your lodge, 80% of the folks that are in your lodge, people that you know, don't have a will in place. And we were talking earlier about raising money, having money donated. This service is going to help you with that. 53% of the folks that are in your lodge and any organization have a legal issue, meaning there's something going on in their life that could help you, if you had advice from an attorney, could help you make a better decision. So that's kind of what we're talking about today. So if you just take it back, you don't have to be in trouble to need an attorney these days. Have you ever been overcharged for repair? Ever tried to return a defective product? Lost a security deposit? Worried about identity theft? Purchased a home? Prepared a will? Or got in trouble at a Moose convention? Never? Okay. Now, the reason that people don't go to attorneys, because generally the cost. They either try to do it themselves, they'll look through that phone book and realize that attorneys are $200 to $300 an hour, and either you're on retirement or you got a fixed income of some sort, and you really can't afford that. So they try to ignore the problem and hope it goes away. So Legal Shield does for your legal issues what your medical insurance does for your medical needs, and we're able to do it nationwide. So who's covered? It covers the member, member's spouse or significant other, any kids that are not married, still living at home, any dependent children you have under guardianship, and any physically or mentally challenged children still living at home. So I want you to pretend for a moment that you're an attorney. Okay? Moose, Moose, and Moose. Okay? You're all attorneys, but you only charge $100 an hour. So I'm going to have you quote me a monthly fee for the services I'm going to give you. Now, here's what I want from your law firm. I want unlimited phone consultation. I'm going to be able to pick up the phone. I want you to put me in touch with an attorney who specializes in the area of law that you need help with. They're going to call you back, or you're going to call me back within, you know, 8 business hours and give me the advice that I need. I also want you to review any documents that I have, whether I'm buying, selling a house, buying a car, cell phone contracts, you name it. Anytime you have to put your signature on it, I want it reviewed by an attorney. So I want you to do that for me as well. I want you to write letters and make phone calls on my behalf if I get dinked around by the car dealership or anything that's going on in my life that I don't like. I don't want to be on the phone, you know, talking to, was it Shirley? Talking to Shirley on the other phone? And getting answers that don't help you at all. Okay? I also want you to do a will for me, a medical directive, and power of attorney, and update it annually for both myself and for my spouse. You got this all down? How much is you're gonna charge me as an attorney for this service? I also want you to represent me nationwide for any moving traffic violations. That means anywhere in the United States. You're gonna go to court on my behalf as long as I'm driving. Not under the influence and driving illegally, I want you to go there and keep those points off of my record. Because what happens to insurance if you get some points in your record? Does it go up? A little bit. Okay? For those of you who have sold insurance, you know that. Okay? Also, I want you to give me some hours worth of trial defense. I want you to give me some IRS hours in case I get audited. And I want a 25% discount on anything else that goes on. And then last but not least, 24/7, if I'm involved in an accident where I'm injured, if somebody knocks on my door and serves me as a warrant, if somebody wants to take my kids away from me, or if I get profiled and stopped alongside the road at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, I got to be, you know, not under the influence. You can pick up the phone and call 24/7 and talk to an attorney and get help right there and then. Because these things that I just mentioned all happen usually after 5 o'clock. So those are all the services. Now, Moose, Moose, and Moose, as attorneys, what would you charge me on a monthly basis for those kind of services? Who's a spokesman for this attorney? What would you have to charge me on a monthly basis for those services that I just gave you? Grand a month. Who's got a better offer for me? Who's got a better offer? $2,800 a month. I like his better. Anybody else over here? $5.99. Okay. Here's what we got. It's $26 normally a month for the services that I just mentioned to you. For Moose members, Michigan Moose members, you're going to be paying $15.95 per month. It covers you and your spouse and all the members that I just mentioned for 53 cents a day. So, will you do that kind of service for me for that amount of money if I gave you $15.95? Now, the reason the system works is there's 50,000 members in the state of Michigan. We have 8 million families in the state of Michigan. We have a great opportunity as a Moose organization to help people get access to this service. So here's what we need to do. On that card, it has an address. I'm going to be working with Sean Smith to put this information up on the website. On the right side of the website where all the links are, where you can find Volunteer Energy and that sort of thing, you'll find a link there for Legal Shield. You're going to click on that Legal Shield link, and there's going to be an introductory video for you and your members to watch that tells about how it works for the charities and how we can introduce this to other businesses and take it beyond just our membership. The second thing, on that same website, you'll be able to download a poster to put up in your lodge. Okay? Then you'll also be able to take that basic card that we have right there, and you'll have a little blurb that you can put in your newsletter. You can just download it and drop it right into your newsletter when you mail it out to help advertise it and get that information. Then you'll be able to link to that website, either from your home or from the lodge or wherever you can get access to the Moose website, and submit leads for businesses. And what that does, here's why it works as an employee benefit. Who has owned their own business where they had employees? Okay? Now, how many times do your employees come to you and ask you for personal advice or have to take time off from work to handle personal things because they don't have access to an attorney? So what this does is increase productivity, reduce absenteeism, and help the employee have a better peace of mind at their job, so they're more efficient at their work. So what we're trying to do is take that out to that workplace. So if you have contacts with businesses near your lodge, myself and a team of others will be able to come in, enroll them with these services, and Moose Charities gets the benefit from this. Okay? So you'll have an opportunity to get leads, give leads to us. And then here's the main thing, is that for every membership that is sold, an individual membership is sold through the membership, $10 is going to be donated to Moose Charities. A one lump fee on a monthly basis going right to Moose Charities. Okay? We're also going to be able to keep track by lodge of which lodges have contributed. So the key is just to drive people to the website, which is always a good thing. Sean loves you being on that website. Find out the information. This is going to be a new situation. I'm going to be available to you. My information is on that card, and you'll be able to work through it. So any questions you have, feel free to email me or call me, and we'll get that taken care of. I appreciate your time, and hopefully I got it done in less than 10. All right? Thanks a lot.
We're going to have our drawings, and then we'll adjourn for the day.
Again, gentlemen, we got 3 tickets per color. We'll start off with blue. 041804. 041804. 043744. 744. 043741. 741. White ticket. 235802. 802. 235938. 938 235 952 952 Yellow 354 894 That's 894 355 072 355 072 354 895 895 Green ticket 492 954 954 492 962 962 492 735 735 Red ticket 893 637 893 637 893 580 580 893 657 657
You take my nerves and you rattle my brain. Say about your love like a man of pain. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Miss Grace, the straight balls of fire. I got the love that my father was playing. You came along and wooed me, huh? I changed my mind, just love the fire. Miss Grace, the straight balls of fire. Kiss me, baby. Like I love a shield. You're fine, so kind. Like you tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. I keep my devil, man, I keep on my phone. I'm real nervous, but I'm sure it's fun. Come on, man, it's all the crazy. Couldn't it be great to save all the fire? Like I love the shoes. You're fine, so kind. Like you tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. You might not think that I'll bring them up, but I'm real nice, but it sure is fun. Come on, man, you're starting to crazy. Couldn't miss a gracious, straight balls of